This is the Aviat Merli of the 29th of September 2024. Original date, the 3rd of February 2002. Make your qualifications equal to your aim and become full of all treasures. Today, the Master of all treasures is seeing his children who are full of all treasures. Every child is full of all treasures. The sign of those who are full is that they are visible as constant embodiments of attainment and satisfied souls. They are seen as constantly happy because they are overflowing. Each one of you should ask yourself, how many treasures have I accumulated? You have attained these imperishable treasures now, and they will also remain with you for many births in the future. These treasures are not going to end. The first treasure is the treasure of this knowledge, and with the treasure of this knowledge, all of you are, even at this time, experiencing liberation and liberation in life. Whilst living this life in the old world, in the Tamaguni atmosphere, on the basis of the treasures of this knowledge, you are detached and free from the atmosphere and vibrations of all these things. You souls are as detached as a lotus flower and free from sorrow, worry, and peacelessness. Whilst living your life, you are free from any bondage of bad things. You are free from the storms of waste thoughts. Are you free? All of you are waving your hands. So, liberation and liberation in life is the fruit and attainment of the treasure of this knowledge. Even if waste thoughts try to come, and negative thoughts also come, you have this knowledge, that is, you have the understanding that it is the duty of waste and negative thoughts to come, and that it is the duty of you enlightened souls to remain detached and free from them, and to be loving to the Father. Therefore, check. Have I attained the treasure of this knowledge? Is it overflowing? Is it full? Or is there anything lacking? If something is lacking, then collect it. Don't remain empty. In the same way, the treasure of yoga brings you the attainment of all powers. So look at yourself and check whether you have accumulated all powers with the treasure of yoga. All powers? If even one power is missing, you will be deceived at some time. The title of all of you is Master Almighty Authorities, the ones with all powers. Not just those with some powers. So have you accumulated the treasure of all powers with the power of yoga? Are they full? Are you an embodiment of attainment? Or is something lacking? Why? You can now fill yourselves with whatever you lack. You still have a chance. Later, the time to make yourselves full will come to an end and the weaknesses will remain. Check yourselves. Bring every power in front of you and check it against your timetable of the whole day. if there is even a percentage less, you would not be said to have passed fully. Because when any of you children are asked whether your aim is to pass fully or only half pass, then all of you say that you will become part of the Sun Dynasty, not the Moon Dynasty. Will you become part of the Moon Dynasty? Babdada will give you a very good throne. Will you become part of the Moon Dynasty? Foreigners? The people from India will become the Sun Dynasty, and the foreigners will become the Moon Dynasty. Right? You won't become that. Do you want to become the Sun Dynasty? You definitely have to become that. Babdada is just having chit-chat. Since you have the firm, determined faith that you have to become the Sun Dynasty, and you have promised the Father and yourself, then from now onwards, let there be no percentage less of any power. If you say that there was a percentage less because of the circumstances and problems, you will become 14 degrees. This is why, nowadays, Babdada is checking every child's register and chart. Babdada also has everyone's register, because according to the time, Babdada is telling you children in advance. Now, according to the time, don't say sometime, say now. It will happen at some point. I will do it later. It has to happen. Don't think this way. It is not that it has to happen, but you have to do it right now. The speed of time is becoming increasingly fast, and therefore the aim you have kept of becoming equal to the Father, passing fully, of becoming 16 celestial degrees full, Babdada wants that aim and its qualifications to be equal in a practical way. Only when your aim and your qualifications for it are both equal will you easily become equal to the Father. So check yourselves. To say that it will happen or that you will become that sometime is carelessness. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to become, whatever aim you have to do that now. You have to become that now. Don't use the word sometime, but let it be right now. So there is the treasure of this knowledge, the treasure of yoga, and there is also the treasure of imbibing. And through this imbibing, you accumulate the treasures of virtues. With virtues too, just as there are all powers, so there are also all virtues. There are not just some virtues, but all virtues. So do you have all virtues? Or do you think that it doesn't matter if one or two virtues are missing and that everything will be fine? No, it will not do. So have you accumulated the treasure of all virtues? Check which virtue is missing and fill yourself with it. The fourth subject is service. All of you experience that whenever you serve with your mind, with your words or with your actions, the attainment of that is spiritual happiness. Therefore, check to what extent you have experienced happiness by doing service. If you serve and don't experience happiness, That service was not accurate service. There was something or other missing in that service, which is why you don't experience happiness. The meaning of service is that you, the soul, experience yourself to be a cheerful spiritual rose in bloom, swinging in the swing of happiness. Check yourself. You served throughout the day, but compared with the amount of service you did throughout the whole day, did you experience just as much happiness? Or did you just continue to have other thoughts? Not this, but this. Not this, but this. Your happiness influences the place of service and your service companions and the souls you serve, and the atmosphere then becomes one of happiness. This is the treasure of service, happiness. Another thing, the four subjects have been mentioned. Then there are also relationships and connections, which are also very essential. Why? Some children think that they have a relationship with Bapdada anyway, and so it doesn't matter whether they have a relationship with the family or not, because they have a connection with the seed anyway. However, you want to rule the world, do you not? In a kingdom, you have to have relationships with others. This is why you have to have relationships and connections now. But the real treasure that you receive through your relationships and connections is that of blessings. Without having relationships and connections with others, you won't accumulate blessings in your account. You have the blessings of the mother and father, but you also have to receive the blessings of those with whom you have relationships and connections. If you don't receive their blessings, and you don't have the feeling of receiving them, you should understand that something is missing in your relationships and connections. If your relationships and connections are accurate, you would experience blessings. What would be the experience of blessings? You have experienced those, have you not? If you receive blessings from doing service, then you yourself will remain light, and whoever you come in contact with, ... The experience of receiving blessings is that whenever you form a relationship with others and when performing any task, you will be double light. Light. You won't experience any burden, and those you serve, those with whom you have relationships and connections, will also feel double light. They will experience you to be constantly light in relationships. That is easy, never heavy. You may form relationships with others or not, but because of receiving blessings, both sides would be easy according to the disciplines. However, do not be so easy that, as the saying goes, ants come where there are too many sweet things. So not that easy, but you will remain double light. So Bapdada says, check your treasures. Baba is giving you time. The board of completion has not yet been put up. So check yourselves and continue to move forward. Bapdada has love for you children, and this is why Bapdada doesn't want any child to be left behind. every child should go as far ahead as possible. Whilst moving along, there is body consciousness, self-respect and body consciousness. The reason for body consciousness is a lack of self-respect. A very easy way to end body consciousness is the use of just one word. You also know that word. What is the one word that brings body consciousness? I. How many times do you use the word I? Throughout the day, have you ever noted how many times you use the word I? Okay, for one day, make a note of this. The word I is used repeatedly, but who am I? The first lesson is, who am I? When you say I out of body consciousness, who in fact am I? Am I the soul or the body? Has the soul adopted the body, or has the body adopted the soul? What happens? The soul adopted the body. Is that right? So, if the soul adopted the body, then who am I? I am a soul, am I not? So the easy way is, whenever you use the word I, remember which soul you are. The soul is incorporeal and the body is corporeal. The incorporeal soul has adopted a corporeal body. Therefore, however many times you use the word I, remember I, this incorporeal soul, have entered a corporeal body. When you remember the incorporeal stage, you will automatically become egoless and body consciousness will end. By remembering the first lesson of who am I in your awareness, the soul that you are, by remembering yourself to be a soul, your incorporeal stage will become firm. When you have an incorporeal stage, you will automatically become egoless and viceless. From tomorrow, note what you remember when you use the word I. However many times you use the word I, you will automatically become incorporeal, egoless and viceless. Acha. The youth group has come today. There are many youths. Bapdada is giving a blessing to the youth group. May you live long. Don't ruin even one treasure. May you live long and may you remain prosperous. Worldly gurus give a blessing for a long life, and Bapdada says, the lifespan of each body will remain whatever it is. Therefore, he is not giving you a blessing for long life in terms of the body, but may you constantly have a long life in this Brahmin life. Why? Brahmins will then become deities. So you will have a long life, will you not? Youths have one speciality. Do you youths know your speciality? Do you youths know your speciality? What speciality do you have? The reply came, we can do what we want. Acha, are you able to do this? That is good. In terms of the world, it is said of youths that they are very stubborn. They will definitely do whatever they think. Those people say the opposite. Here, however, the Brahmin youth are not stubborn, but they are those who remain very firm to their promise. They are not those who move away from their promise. Are you youths like this? It is very easy to raise your hands. Babdadda is happy because you at least have the courage to raise your hands. However, every day at Amrit Velo, remember the promise you have made to Babdadda, that in this Brahmin life, you will not move away from attainment and service, even in your thoughts. Daily revise this courage and the promise that you have made. Check again and again, are both the courage you've had and the thought you have kept taking place in a practical way? The government says that if even 200,000 to 400,000 youths become strong, then that is fine. Babdadda says every Brahmin youth is equal to 100,000. Are you this strong? Are you like this? Look, it should not be that when you arrive back home, you write to Baba and say that Maya has come. Sanskars have come or problems have come. Become an embodiment of solutions to the problems. The problems will come, but each of you have to ask yourself, who am I? Am I an embodiment of solutions, or one who is to be defeated by the problems? What is the title of all of you? The victorious jewels, or the jewels who are to be defeated? You are victorious jewels, are you not? As soon as you took your Brahmin birth, Babdadda put an imperishable tilak of victory on your foreheads. So you are those who have received the blessing of immortality. Now make this promise to yourselves. If you are made to make a promise here, everyone will make it. But make a promise to yourselves in your minds. I will never be under the influence of my sanskars. The father's sanskars are the sanskars of myself, this Brahmin soul. The sanskars of the Copper and Iron Ages are not my sanskars, because they are not the father's sanskars. Are Tamaguni sanskars the sanskars of you Brahmins? They are not, are they? So who are you? You are Brahmins, are you not? Babdadda is proud of the youth group. Look, even the daddies are proud of the youth. Daddy G has love for the youth. She has extra love for you. Kumars are Sukumars, pure Kumars. You are not just Kumars, but pure Kumars. Each one of you Kumars is one who will bring about transformation of the world and demonstrate that to everyone. Acha, should the Kumars be given some work to do? Do you have the courage? You will have to do it. Will the Kumaris do it? Baba is giving you something to do, so listen with attention. In the next season, we shall have a similar special program for the Kumars, but there is also a but. Baba is not giving you a lot of work to do. Let each of you Kumars prepare and bring a small bracelet of 10 Kumars each. Bracelets are worn on the wrist, are they not? You always used to put a bracelet of flowers on Father Brahma's wrist. So each of you Kumars must bring others. Don't bring weak ones, bring strong ones. Not those who come to Madaban and then change when they go back home. Bring such strong ones here that seeing them, Babdadda also says, Wah Kumars Wah. Are you ready to do this? Will you do this? Think about it a little. Don't raise your hands just like that. You will have to do it. You will have to make others the same. Double foreigners will also do this. Will the double foreigners do this? Double foreign Kumars, raise your hands. You will also bring 10 each, will you not? The foreigners will bring them, and those from India will also bring them. Then a prize will be given to those who bring first-class quality souls. A very good prize will be given, not something of low quality. Baba has love for the Kumars. If the government were to find the maximum number of Kumars who perform positive actions, they would then be so happy. So if each of you bring 10 others, the entire hall will become full of Kumars, and then we can call the government. Look, these are the Kumars. However, you will have to bring them. You will have to create them. If you make your stage, your aim, and its qualifications equal, then you won't have the thought as to whether or not there will be success in service. It is already accomplished. You just have to become an instrument. Constantly continue to revive this promise. You have to perform wonders. Acha. There is a note that says, during the Murli, two Kumars suddenly came onto the stage in front of Bap Dada and had to be taken off the stage. Acha, you just saw a play within the play. Now, Bap Dada says, you watched the play as a detached observer, you enjoyed it. Now, are you able to detach from the body and become stable in a powerful stage of soul consciousness in a second? Full stop. Baba then conducted a very powerful drill. Acha, continue to practice this every now and then. One moment you act and the next moment you become detached from that and from the corporeal. You become stable in the incorporeal stage. You just had this experience. When any problem comes, become a detached observer in just a second. Consider the problem to be a side scene. Consider the storm, tufan, to be a gift, tofa, and overcome it. You have this practice, do you not? As you progress further, this practice will be very much needed. Full stop. Not a question mark. Why did this happen? How did it happen? It happened. Full stop. Become stable in your fully powerful stage. The problem will remain down below and you will continue to watch the problem as a side scene from your elevated stage. Acha. To all the children everywhere who are full of all treasures, to all the souls who constantly smile and remain happy, and are overflowing with attainments at every moment. To the enlightened and yogi children who reveal through their practical lives the promise they made to the Father. To the souls who are equal to the Father and whose qualifications are equal to their aim. To the elevated souls who have stock of all treasures at every moment, and who apply a full stop. Bap Dada's love and remembrance, and love and remembrance from the heart of the Comforter of Hearts Dilram, and Namaste. Blessing. May you consider any adverse situation to be your teacher, and thereby learn a lesson from it, and become an experienced image. Instead of becoming afraid of any situation, consider it to be your teacher for just a short time. Such situations especially make you experience two powers. One is the power of tolerance, and the other is the power to face. Learn these two lessons, and you will become experienced. When you say that you are a trustee and that nothing is yours, then why do you become afraid of situations? A trustee means that you have handed everything over to the Father. Therefore, whatever happens will definitely be good. By having this awareness, you will remain constantly carefree and an embodiment of power. Slogan: those who are sweet-tempered cannot cause sorrow for anyone, even by mistake. Om Shanti.